Coach's Insight programs continuing here on KARE 93.7 FM. Brandon Tam, and now joined by the Jefferson County North Boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers regular season completed Tuesday night, a win at ACCHS 58-47. Coach, always nice to end the regular season on a high note.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was good to see a win. You know, I thought there were some aspects of the game we could have played better, but you can't complain about a win.
Certainly playing some good basketball here down the stretch, and we'll kind of talk about the momentum going into the postseason starting next week. But, you know, you kind of take a look at how the season started. Back-to-back losses, you know, we've talked about it throughout the course of the year. Of course, it took a little while for you guys to get going because the kids coming in late from that state football run. A lot of those kids on that roster who played late into the football season, you know, again, just kind of getting some time to gel together, and it certainly picked up in the middle portion of the season after those back-to-back losses. You had a nice little winning streak before that midseason tournament, and now again, you know, down the stretch here, 13-7, you're playing some good basketball. Four of your last five or five of your last six you guys have won. So I guess just as a whole, how would you kind of dissect what the 2023-2024 regular season has been like?
Yeah, like you said, it's been a unique season. With our star, we had a late jump, you know, only a handful of practices before our first game. And then, a lot of those guys were, you know, recovering from some injuries. So it felt like we were just kind of limping into Christmas break a little bit. Then we get to Christmas break and I thought we came out of break really well. And then it felt like all of January we had snow days or some sort of like that. So it was makeup games, you know, it felt like we had a week off of practice. So, you know, that felt like a lot of the progress we made over Christmas break. We kind of hit a little lull again, and then slowly since then, we kind of been climbing out of that hole. And, you know, we've had some ups, we've had some downs, but, I've been pretty pleased. And, you know, 13 wins, there's been a couple that, you know, have been a one possession game here or there that, you know, we could have had a couple more wins, but at the end of the season, we're hosting a sub-state game. So, I'm pretty pleased with how that's been.
And again, we mentioned, you know, kind of the hot stretch here, you know, to end the season and playing some good basketball. So some of the Northeast Kansas League teams still have games on Friday, and then which means they have a pretty quick turnaround Monday and Tuesday for that sub-state opener. You guys are fortunate enough to, or I guess we'll see, but you guys have the luxury of not having to worry about that Friday regular season game, and now you get a little bit extra time to practice and gear up for that first-round game, you know, coming up on Tuesday night against KARE Paravel. But do you feel that more is a positive, a negative? Do you like it? Do you don't like it? Or does it really matter?
I like it. I liked having the one game this week. You know, Tuesday, you can kind of keep that rhythm. That way you're not too rusty come next Tuesday. But yeah, I do like having the Friday off. It gives us a little more prep time, you know, a little bit more to study, a lot more to kind of break down and fix some of the things we saw on Tuesday night and sort of correct that and sort of polish off things we've been working on throughout the season and kind of get ready for this most important week of the year.
Yeah, and that Tuesday, it starts the 4-5 matchup, and you do get the luxury at home, as you mentioned, against KARE Paravel, a team out of Topeka. You know, a lot of teams in the NEKL, you know, girls, boys, whichever side it is, you know, end up just having to play a team from the same league and very familiar with. You guys are kind of the exception. You know, you get a first-round opponent in KARE Paravel, may not be as familiar with as some other teams, of course, in this sub-state. How much have you been able to prep? Obviously, you play Tuesday night, so you worry about that. Then you move on. So you've had a little bit of time, not much, to get a little info on KARE Paravel. Do you like the fact that you're playing a team maybe you're more or less unfamiliar with and vice versa? And what can you tell us about them?
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword at times. You know, it's a lot more prep. You don't know kind of physically what those guys are like, how you stack up size-wise, because a lot of that stuff you can't tell through tape. But I think it'd be a good thing for our guys, you know, talking to some of the guys about it, they do like seeing a new opponent, and, you know, playing somebody three to four times in a year can definitely, have an impact on the flow of the game some. But, we actually knew before playing, Ashton County on Tuesday, win or lose, we'd be playing KARE Paravel. So I've had some film on them, been watching, a handful of their games, and, it's going to be a tough first round matchup. They have a couple guards too, in particular that are really quick, like to get to the rim, and they do a good job. If they get a step on you, they get to the rim, and a lot of times they get fouled going to the rim. So defensively, we're going to have our hands full. And then, outside those two guards, it feels like everyone on their team can shoot from the outside. They got a lot of guys that can hit outside threes, and, they do a good job sharing the ball. And I've seen him play both man and zone lately. So we got to prepare for both of them. So it's not an easy game by any means. And it'll be a challenge for our guys for sure.
Yeah, certainly it's a challenging sub-state. Of course, Morehill Mounts Academy, they get the bye, the top seed, or I guess I shouldn't say bye, but they'll get the play-in winner with P. Ridge and McLeod that'll play on Saturday. But again, you look at the 2-7 matchup, Horton and Riverside. Riverside's only won 5 games, but they're tough and can certainly pull an upset or two. Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, they're 3-6, but both have double-digit wins. So it's certainly a challenging sub-state. And for Jefferson County North, they are the 4 seed. They'll get Care Paravel at home, 7 o'clock Tuesday night in that first round. Win, move on to the game on Friday next week, which would be the semifinals. That is Corey Knoll, the Jefferson County North boys basketball coach, again joining us, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design as they get ready for sub-state beginning next week. Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.